Blog Talk Radio.
Yay, I finally got close to, had a tickling in my throat because I've been spending most of the day eating Starburst. No judging. Yeah, but I am happy to have my 100th episode, and I'm Anita, and this is Rambles, and I feel super excited. It would have been interesting if my 5-year anniversary and 100th had fallen on the same day, but, you know, I'm just happy I've made this many episodes and been doing this show as long as I have. I didn't expect when I started in 2014 to be, hey, in 2019, I'm going to still be doing my podcast. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Okay. And for those who don't know the story of how I started podcasting, yeah, it did deal a little bit with Cage and King, and that will be an episode of this podcast. I don't know when. Well, yeah, I do. Once I have a 1-800 number so people can call in and tell me their own issues in dating. So, some of my friends were talking about Plenty of Fish after everything, and I was like, okay. You know how it is when you're dating, and it's like, sure, I've been through some stuff. And also, I was working at an emotionally toxic place and wanting to get back into radio, and I thought about it for months before I even started with Rambles. And I even did a treatment. For those listeners who don't know what a treatment is, it's basically an outline of doing a show. So I did a socioeconomic breakdown, a target marketing of my ideal customer, you know, surveys to friends. Yeah, anyway. Also members of my professional women's group, so I could know, because I wanted it to sort of be like the shows that I used to volunteer with in college. And when I interned, I volunteered and interned with WACJ, the radio station for Savannah State. I did graduate from college. I actually have a degree in radio and television, so even though this does seem chaotic, I did go to school for this. I can run an audio console. It's my college station. I was at learning all that about, you know, making sure the generators are right and everything else. And between the untalks, and I was like, I want to go back into radio. So did the treatment. I even volunteered with KUHF and going back to the Plenty of Fish. So I was talking to someone. We ended up not going on a date. I guess they weren't like my guardian angel for that moment. And I never met them in person also. So they were not the nerd on a date. So you can go back and listen to that episode. I do not have it in the link, but it is listed. It's around 2014. So me and the guy were emailing back and forth, and I told him, I was like, I want to get back into radio. And he was like, well, do a podcast. And I was like, what's a podcast? So he recommended the site, and I set everything up. Want my first episode to be on my birthday, on my 31st birthday, because I made the decision to leave that position. And I was like, I want to start over. I want to do this on my birthday. No. The system would only let me set it out a month in advance. And it was sort of like that new year, new me in 2014. So did that and set it for February 1st. And yes, I know it was a Saturday, and I've changed the dates I've recorded. And I did have some months when I didn't record, and I apologize. But that's pretty much how I started. Yes, I've had some ups and downs. Besides not starting, setting the pixels right on my picture so I could be on iTunes, finally getting it right. Then it got wrong. Now I'm like, I may try again. I don't know. Messing up on episodes. For those listeners who haven't listened to a lot of my shows, some of them have R, not because they're X-rated, but the R is because I redid them. So the R is for redo. The E is episode, and then I don't know how many of y'all read Roman numerals, and I got the idea because of Super Bowl, but I number my episodes using Roman numerals, and yes, there is also an issue with iTunes where you can't number your episodes, so that might, between that and the pixels, yeah. So, the C is the Roman numeral for 100, and yeah, So that's the whole story. Some of my episodes are 15. As you can tell, some are 30. This one will be 15. And yes, I will get around to talking about that school scandal. And there's a reason I did put religion on there, not because of the bribery, despite because any of my regular listeners know I don't do the obvious, maybe it's a Pisces thing, who knows. But everybody knows this would not have been a big deal if they had just given the money directly to the colleges. You know, instead of spending $500,000 to get them in, just give the college $500,000. Everybody's known a quote-unquote legacy, whether it is a traditional white college, HBCU, sorority, whatever. Like some of our legacies to a sorority, to the point where they were like, paperwork is in the car, we'll pay for you to join. This happened when I was 20, 21. I wasn't qualified. I don't think I was, to this day, I do not think I was qualified for that sorority. I respect them. They do a lot of good things. I wasn't qualified. I knew it. I did not insult that institution by joining. And I love the colors. They actually have one of my favorite colors. And at least I was an adult when I made that decision. It was like, take out to a meeting. And it's like, you know what? This isn't for me. Talk to the director. She was like, I understand. You would have been a good one. I didn't feel like I was. I left. But if they had given me that, that would have been as bad, because there probably would have been somebody who wanted to join who I took their spot. Had I done that? No. And there are legacies in any old institution. And if you give enough money, nobody cares. That was the big thing. Just give it directly. And the religious thing is the Caesar comment in the Bible. So, yeah, going back to it. Give to Caesar what is Caesar. Give to God what is God. I don't remember the biblical verse, but everybody's heard that. That was the college's money. At least if you gave that money to them, you could have had a legitimate tax write-off. Kids still would have been dumb. Okay, I shouldn't say dumb, but still wouldn't have been qualified. But there are plenty of higher prestigious institutions with incompetent alumni. Yeah. We all have made comments about W going to Yale. A couple of years ago, there was an article about Jared Kushner and $2 million for Harvard. But these new, I don't know, maybe it's a new century kind of thing. I started college in 01. So, we're on the same age as Jared, but maybe it's a late millennial thing. You have to make this stuff so complex. So instead of just doing it that way, went through Photoshops and hiring somebody and having the tutors there, just gave the money directly and called it a day. And maybe that does sound like a very lazy thing to say. But those people who did it directly are not going to jail. Let's face it, these people aren't even going to go to jail. They're going to go, of all people, Rudolph Giuliani said, it's not jail, it's Camp Cupcake. Okay, so instead of Dom Perignon, you're getting Trader Joe's wine. That's how I feel about it. Like the quote-unquote prison Martha Stewart went to. But let's face it, they're really not. Even on Lori Loughton, she got $1 million fine from what I read. So bail was 10% of $100,000. The fact that you spent $600,000 total on not excluding the private schools, so I guess I should take that back. Excluding the private schools, she's already spent $600,000 and her daughter didn't even want to go to college. Let that sink in. Yeah. That $600,000 could have been used for something else. But I should look at it like this. It's rude and tacky to tell other people how to spend their hard-earned money. I consider it insulting when people do that to me with unsolicited financial advice. And I've had people do that. I get it. You mean well sometimes. If it's money people have earned, yeah, And I even told somebody that. It's like, I'm not going to give you a because you earned your money now. How you earn it? And yes, they did earn it in a legal way. They actually have two jobs, and we had a discussion about it. And I was like, no, they did want my advice, and I gave it to them. But yeah, this case, there were better ways to spend that money. And they really should have just did the Caesar thing. That, I mean, the IRS wouldn't have been involved. There wouldn't have been this whole Varsity Blues investigation, which, oddly enough, started because the government was looking into somebody else, and then that person turned. Back in the day, it took a lot longer for people to turn. I'm amazed, you know. And everybody heard the stories about Quincy Jones talked about when he was growing up as a kid, but they were loyal. These people turn. I don't know. But, yeah, everybody's known somebody who's gotten a job that wasn't qualified. You know, the second degree but of connections to the owners, though, like the owner's spouse's Greek person's son-in-law or daughter or nephew who didn't have that degree who got the job. And bribery is a serious thing. And people who criticize affirmative action, but what are you going to do about the incompetent people getting it? And then if you are the person, the patsy, I guess that's the word. Yeah, patsy for it. Do you say no? Like in my case, I would have been the patsy for it. And I was like, no. But again, I was an adult. With children, you know, parents are like, do as I say. So you're wanting your kid to steal. You're bribing, and then you're having your child steal something they're not qualified for. And of all things, that sort of reminds me of the whole Leo Frank story from, like, back in the day. And when I say back in the day, I mean, like, early 1900s. So I'm going to give an explanatory history lesson. Leo Frank was a Jewish guy in Georgia who people thought killed a white girl because even though everybody talks about the racism of the South, this anti-Semitism was really, really bad to the point where they took a black guy's word. And for those who don't remember or paid attention in history, black people weren't even allowed to testify against white people. So the fact that you were okay having a black guy testify and they didn't consider the Jewish guy white, he was only like 31 years old, which is amazing. But yeah, then they killed him, found out the black guy did it. Yeah, I know. So the reason I brought that up is because there was a little boy who, I just got the 90-second mark warning. So there was a little boy who saw it, and his mom was like, you lie and say the Jewish guy did it. I know that's shocking because usually in those kind of situations, it's usually the, but in that case, the woman told her son to lie, and then I think I remember watching the movie about it in eighth grade, so this was 96, 97. I don't even know when the movie came out, and I did get the 60-second mark, but by then, the little boy was now, like, older than my grandparents, and he finally, like, did his deathbed confession. So the fact that kids is bad, you lied. That was just this whole mess of stuff. It was not the kids' fault. I can't blame them because you were listening to your parents, and parents always want their kids to listen. But then as parents, you need to make sure you're not putting your kid in a position to do wrong. And bribing and taking a spot of somebody who was more qualified, that was wrong. Has it been done? Yes. It's an issue because, frankly, you just didn't pay the college. Anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for letting me make it to 100. Have a great day. Bye.